What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Football on Off the Ball.
You're right to say that I could even go so far as to say I'm an anorak, I'm a geek, I adore football. It's very rare that I can get enough of it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Cathal Mullany. On the way, we'll hear from Graeme Rowntree on Munster's greater squad depth ahead of the start of their new season tomorrow. But first, though, let's look ahead to tonight's action in the United Rugby Championship, with Leinster getting their bid to win this season's competition up and running. They're in Edinburgh for a meeting with the Scottish side. Kian Healy could be set to match Devon Toner's Leinster rugby appearance record this evening. The Loosehead prop has been named on the bench for tonight's match. If he's introduced, he will equal Toner's record. Michael Milner, Gus McCarthy and Thomas Clarkson are the starting front row ahead of locks Conor O'Tiernig and James Ryan. Max Deegan and Scott Penny are in the back row with Jack Conan, who'll skipper the side from number 8. The half-back line contains Jameson Gibson-Park, who was recovered from a hamstring injury to take his place in the side. He'll be partnered at number 10 by Sam Prendergast, while Charlie Tector plays alongside Gary Ringrose in the centre. The back three is made up of wingers Jordan Larmour and Tommy O'Brien, with Jamie Osborne at fullback. A new signing, Rabah Slimani, could make his debut from the bench. So kickoff for that game this evening against Edinburgh is at 7:35, and at the same time it's Cardiff against Zebre. Next, let's take a look at tomorrow's action. There's a big Interpro derby to get things underway for Munster and Connacht as they go head to head at Thomond Park. Connacht have handed a first start since New Year's Day to Mac Hansen. He injured his shoulder all the way back on New Year's Day, but is back in contention for a starting place tomorrow. Three players will make their debuts for Connacht tomorrow: the new half-back duo Ben Murphy and Josh Iwani, and Piers O'Connor at outside centre. As for Munster, well, new signings Takir Abrams, Tom Farrell and Billy Burns will all make their debuts for the province tomorrow, while Jean Klein returns after a 10-month absence due to an eye injury. The new signings will help add depth to the Munster squad this season, according to head coach Graeme Rowntree.
We have stocked certain areas, and we've got guys coming through in key areas as well. It's a good question, that. No, I think we're in a good position, but anything could happen injury-wise. It was a bit scary around Christmas time. We lost a hooker in the Stevens Day game, lost two players, the captain's run of the Connacht game, lost two players at the start of the Connacht game. Next thing you know, you're 11th in the league, and you're battling in Wales to pick up points in the Six Nations. Then you've got a round of 16. We went to Northampton, they had an illness go through the camp as well, so we're a bit thin on the deck. But then we had a lot of guys came back, and we went to South Africa, did what we did, and then we went on a big run. So that shows you what we can achieve when we have some depth.
That's the Munster head coach Graeme Rowntree speaking ahead of his side's meeting with Connacht tomorrow. That is a 5:30 kickoff at Thomond Park on Saturday evening. And Ulster as well have named their team for the weekend. They play the Glasgow Warriors tomorrow, and two new debutants in the side for Ulster, Aidan Morgan and Corey Barrett, both included in the side for that URC opener. The Rugby Football Union says it will take no further action against Team GB Rugby Sevens player Amy Wilson-Hardy. That's following an investigation into an alleged racist message. A screen grab of what appeared to be a WhatsApp message from the 33-year-old appeared on Instagram during this summer's Paris Olympics, with the person posting it alleging racism, but the RFU say they are set to take no further action on the issue. So that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed for more. We'll be back with more again on Monday, but until then, thanks for listening.